Salome. It's a deliciously queer 1923 silent film. It's been shown at the Old Market on Thursday with a live soundtrack. And Salome features Russian actor Alla Nazimova. And it's based on the story by Oscar Wilde. It's got sets and costumes inspired by Aubrey Beardsley's exotic 1893 illustrations. So it's been set to a live soundtrack by electronic artist Circuit Désir, aka Hayley Four. And I spoke with Hayley earlier by Skype to find out more about the film and her soundtrack.
Brain shift came like a tidal wave. Closest to the sun you've been, 1,000 miles away. There you'll see the clouds and call out the rain.
Hayley, this is a very fruity film. It's based on Oscar Wilde's text for Salome. That's the biblical story of the woman who demanded John the Baptist's head on a platter. And it draws inspiration from Aubrey Beardsley's original illustrations. Tell me a little bit more about the film. Set the scene for me.
It's sort of immersed in a subculture of queer identity. Alla Nazimova is a Russian starlet who depicts Salome. And most of the cast is queer identifying. I find the themes of desire and power to be highly contemporary. When I was working with this film, I saw a lot of parallels to modern life and my own work as a woman in this world. The stylings is amazing. Like, if you haven't seen it, Google it, look at the images. The outfits and the stage set are absolutely astonishing and hyper futuristic.
Great. I mean, I love that queer theme. And I found the words of filmmaker and writer Kenneth Anger. He described it as Nancy Prancy, Pansy Piffle, and just too queer for words. I'm a really big fan of the main actor, Alla Nazimova. She was a pretty fruity character herself, wasn't she? Openly bisexual. And in Kenneth Anger's Hollywood Babylon, he describes her as having an affair with Charlie Chaplin's wife, a number of actresses. She was a Russian emigre and a contemporary of Rudolph Valentino. So this does add a whole new layer of reading to the film. So when we see it as a 21st century audience, knowing that history, there's that whole extra layer.
Absolutely. And I mean, harking back to Oscar Wilde, I can't help but see this thread of suffrage for art. You know, the way Oscar Wilde's life turned out because of who he loved, and Alla Nazimova and her own qualms with her own identity and who she loved, and just the subversiveness of this piece of art and all that was sacrificed to see it through, I completely identify with, and I think it makes it all the more powerful.
What's the process for creating a soundtrack to film? I guess you have to watch the film a lot to gauge the pace, the emotion, the tension.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just on repeat, you know, sort of like these loops of segments. I will be honest that I haven't really had the opportunity to make art so directly influenced by other art. And it was quite easy for me. I found a lot of inspiration, both visually and based on the storyline and the people involved. For me, it was my first thoroughly composed piece of music. So I used compositional software, and it's a piece for upright bass, viola, electronics, percussion, and voice. It's quite dense, and I'm really proud of it. I think it turned out really well.
And do you think this is something you might want to do again in the future, having had this great experience?
Absolutely. I think I work in a rather atmospheric and sort of three-dimensional way anyway with music, so working with film treatment is very intuitive to me.
So you just premiered it. You bring it to the Brighton Festival. What's been the audience response so far?
Well, I would say overall pretty good. It's a little controversial. Our screen is a little different in the fact that we have chosen to omit the intertitles. So I found that working without the intertitles, there is a couple other storylines that sort of make their way up to the top of this froth. And it's exciting for me, but it is experimental. It sort of harkens back just to the spirit of 1923, of like taking the chance and sort of trying to get the wheels turning of people who are viewing this version of the film. So yeah, I would say that people have a very strong emotional reaction. Either they love it or it's not for them.
What are some of the challenges of playing live to a film soundtrack?
Well, the margin for error is smaller. Everything that I have created is to a time code. So you either hit the mark or you miss it. And a lot of my sounds are really intentional. They line up to the movement of actors and certain scenes. So for me, it's a little more risk-taking. Rather than like organically just performing with a live band, you sort of can go with the flow. There's always technical difficulties, you know.
That's Circuit Desieux's Hayley Four talking about Salome at the Old Market on Thursday, another one night only one. And we heard a brief extract there from Circuit Desieux's Brain Shift, which is taken from her latest album called Suffused. And I am thoroughly excited about all of that. I'm really, really looking forward to going to see that one.